All right, I was pleased, especially with the way the offense started. Yeah, I thought just from the rhythm, the tempo of the guys coming off the ball, some of the completions early on from Matt to Julio, a number of the guys, loved the way they attacked. And then for the defense to respond, to get the ball out, I think on the next series of their first series defensively, was really pleased with that. Those were some of the things that we had a huge emphasis on from the offense. Can we come off the ball and attack? And then defensively, you know, can we go after the ball? So getting the three takeaways tonight was huge. And I like the way we finished. You know, it was tied 24-24, and I was hoping we'd have a chance to show that we'd be able to finish. And, you know, so that part, you know, I was pleased to see. And with that, I'll open it up with some questions about the guys.
Coach, you found on Matt's play, was it 6-for-6, and he was able to take that right downfield there?
Yeah, and I think it was, we had, in fact, a conversation this week, you know, where he is really feeling the rhythm of it. And for him to come out and attack and right off the bat go into who and a couple big catches, he felt comfortable, but he was able to play fast. And that's really what we're looking for, where there's not that thinking where I'm not quite sure or that hesitation, and he had none of that tonight. So I think that was a great, you know, in terms of him, the amount of work that he's put in to feel comfortable.
Coach, what about you? Was right away by the defense, by Justin and Paul scoop up in terms of the touchdown there?
Yeah, those are huge for us, you know, to show that we can be ball hawks. So I was so pleased to see that early on, especially the way we went after the ball. The tackling as well. So those two things were at the front of our list. Tackling, our ability to ball hawk, and for us to get a couple, you know, right off the bat, you know, that was a huge part of the game.
Coach, what was it like for you being the head coach now? You're out there, you got the all call and the headset, you got control of everything. How did it go for you?
You know what, it was a blast. It was everything I'd hoped it would be in terms of connecting with the team, going through it with the officials all the way through. So a lot to learn from me still, too. And so that's part of my process of going through these preseason as well. But I enjoyed every minute of it going through the trip with the guys. And I just love the effort, the mindset, you know, how tight this group is getting. You can totally feel that. And so I was proud to be a part of it tonight.
Coach, Anton got hurt. He had a hamstring injury. I hate to see another running back go down.
For sure.
How concerned are you about that position now with the other two guys?
Yeah, I know it right now. I thought Tone did a terrific job over the last, you know, 7 days, so hopefully that one can come back quick. We're anticipating seeing Devontae and Tev getting back into the action, and hopefully if they can progress, you know, through the week, we'll have a better update later. But they're both working really hard, so they're getting close. And hopefully with those guys getting back close, and we'll see how, you know, the injury over the next couple of days with Tone.
What was the decision to have those guys, like, kind of suit up and do the
Sure. Yeah, that was really by design as part of their rehab, and this is our first time going together through the process. So there's a real, you know, process to getting ready to perform, and I wanted them to go through that, especially for Tevin. This is his first time, so the next game is not, well, what are we doing? How do I go through pregame? How do I get ready? And so I thought it was a good lesson for those guys, and also part of the rehab, I want them to enjoy the time with the guys. Go through the pregame, get ready, and then hopefully this week we'll have those guys back, and then they can have a, you know, normal function in pregame. Next week we've already done that.
You're still putting together the offensive line this week. How do you think it did?
You know, I like the way we came off the ball. That was going to be one of the real, you know, things that we wanted to emphasize. I thought they did a good job on the play action passes, on the keepers, the way we can come off. So we're still mixing and matching, and we'll go back and look at the tape tonight to get a good evaluation. But I do like the strain and the finish that the guys showed.
Coach, you've been reaching pace. What did you think about the pace overall on both sides, and how did you like the pressure on the quarterback when Mariota was in the game?
Yeah, early on I really felt the pace, you know, both offensively and defensively, for the defensive guys to swarm and then for the offensive guys just staying on the ball and being ready to attack. So like I said, we've got a long way to go, but from the mindset and the attitude, I liked what I saw from that group.
Congratulations, Coach, on your first NFL week.
Thank you very much. I certainly appreciate that.
Talk about the play of the other two quarterbacks.
Yeah, that was, to me, and what an awesome end for Sean, you know, where, are we in 4 minutes, we're ready to go through it, and then we had a two-minute at the end of the half. So for me to have those guys get in those scenarios where maybe sometimes in practice where Matt gets so many of those featured plays, we've been working hard on those situations. So for them to go in there and function like they're capable of, I was glad to see that battle. And, you know, Sean, especially at the end on the finish, I thought he really had great command out there.
Coach, how important was it for you to see Jalen Collins and Justin Hardy, two rookies, kind of rebound from a few tough plays and make some more?
Yeah, and I think that's for those guys learning. And I was especially pleased to see, I think, on the deep ball that Therese had. It was a tip from Jalen on the deep ball, so I was glad about that one. And then Justin just you know, he had a drop that caused the interception that was real low, and then he came back and just went for it. And I think that's going to happen. You know, there's going to be bad plays that happen. How fast can you get back into the present moment? And we saw that with both those guys. So I was so pleased to see, you know, you found out the competitors they are. Okay, you go through something tough, I'm ready to come and battle back. And we saw that with those two.
Coach, it looked like Vic went through everything in his 10 plays. He played on both sides, going against tight end, going against double teams, going against the line. Talk about what you saw.
Yeah, welcome to the NFL, right, in terms of chips, tight ends, tackles. And that Leo spot, you know, that's the speed. That's what we want to feature. So I can't wait to go through it with him, show the things that we can improve on. And that's really when we're getting back into camp here starting this week, let's find the things, again, that we're going to improve on. You know, every time we're coming in, let's keep aiming everything at improvement. So I'm anxious to go through it with him. I know he had fun playing, and the guys did. So I want to see how close they could get and how fast they could play. But it was an awesome start to get rolling.
Looked like he got his hand up on the one play.
Yeah, I couldn't tell from my viewpoint if he did or not. But, you know, it was just good to see the speed, you know, out there with the guys. I saw and Claiborne as well with him. I think that's a nice package with those two guys working on the right side together. So we're going to keep working that as well.
How much does it help to get film on these guys and real game-time speed to work in practice?
Certainly, it's huge. And Thomas and I have been there the whole time watching the guys in practice all the way from camps and now into training camp. And now here's our next step, okay, for the guys who could really perform well in practice. Can you take that now into the game and just not making things up and playing just like you did in practice? So the real message for the guys was, especially for the young guys, can we really cut it loose and play where you're not inhibited, not overthinking? And a lot of the young guys did that. So I was glad to see them make the transformation from practice into the game. All right, they've been covering NFL players and playing against them all training camp, mini camp. Let's go cut it loose.
Which was the best moment for you of the game?
Man, I guess the whole thing, but really at the end, you know, having a chance to go through the whole game with the guys. As you'd asked me early on, the lead up and all the way through. But I think at the end, you know, just getting in the locker room with the players, you know, and enjoying that moment, knowing we got a long way to go, but knowing that I'm going through it with them.
Coach, how close is that competition at the backup quarterback spot?
It's 100% still a competition. And so as we're going through the next 3 weeks, that'll still be a part of it. Both the guys are battling like crazy, you know, between TJ and Sean. And I like the support that they give one another. It's not a situation at all where he's doing well or I'm doing well. They're totally supporting one another, and, yeah, right there into it, right there with it.